This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where total warrior women who have gone through absolute caca and have gotten to the other side give us advice on how to get to that other side. Today we are talking to Keisha Greaves, and we are going to get right into it. Welcome, Keisha.
Hi, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So happy to have you here. So Keisha, we're going to start right out with asking you, in a couple of sentences, please let us know who you are, where you're from, and how you stay busy during the day.
Sure. So my name is Keisha Greaves, as you mentioned, and I am from Cambridge, Massachusetts, and I currently live with limb-girdle muscular dystrophy. And to keep myself busy, I honestly just, and I also own my business, Girls Chronically Raw. That's the most important part. So that actually was inspired due to my chronic illness, muscular dystrophy. So with that, I just keep busy every day, just keep going with my business and different t-shirt ideas. And then hopefully, you know, turn it into an empire.
Fantastic. I love that you're headed toward an empire. I share that ambition. So my next question is, Keisha, so you referred to living with muscular dystrophy. I'd love for you to, if you could summarize what you went through, go in a little bit more into it, and let us know, what is the worst part of the absolute caca that you have gone through?
Sure. So just to keep a long story short, I actually was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy in my early 20s when I was in graduate school receiving my master's degree, where I started to get like really weird symptoms of my leg would just kind of give out on me. I would just be walking and I'm just like, you know, hey, what's going on? So I thought at that time, you know, I just needed to maybe lose some weight. No big deal. But me and my mom realized, you know, some things were off and I definitely need to go see a doctor. So we did like several testings like EMG, EKG, muscle biopsy, MRI, you name it, we did. And that's when everything was determined that I had muscular dystrophy. Of course, that was a shock for me because I never heard of it. Nobody in my family seems to have it. And so I'm just like, where did this come from? You know, what's going on? So I was in total denial, you know, at some point, you know, for a long time, honestly, a few years. It took me like probably, I told people, I want to say like just the other day, you know, to really come to realization that, you know, that's what I have. It wasn't until I started blogging and saying it out loud, I'm like, wow, I have muscular dystrophy. It's like not what the doctors were saying, but what, you know, I was, you know, saying out loud to myself. So I'm a true believer and things do happen for a reason, where, you know, I did get my undergrad in fashion design and merchandising. So I said, hey, why not incorporate? I knew I always wanted to be a business entrepreneur, you know, with sharing my story, but also incorporating that with starting my fashion business, which is Girls Chronically Rock.
Fantastic. That's beautiful. So Keisha, it really takes a total warrior to get to the other side of hardship and of a diagnosis like that. And as you mentioned, it can take sometimes years to kind of get used to that reality. What is the best thing about being on the other side of the difficulty and the hardship that you've gone through?
Sure. So being on this side, I definitely realized like a lot of things. It's like, you never know what somebody A is dealing with. You know, it definitely opened my eyes more, where it's like, you know, say, for instance, if I'm parked at a handicapped spot, where some people may stare at me like, oh, why is she parked at a handicapped spot? She's so young, where it's like, you know, you don't know what is going on with me. It's like, obviously, I have a handicap sign for a reason, or me walking with a cane, people may think I'm walking with it as a fashion statement. So those kind of things, but it's like, I'm honestly just getting used to it. I kind of find it funny. And then sometimes I'm like, wow, that's really what, you know, some people may think. And it's like, you never kind of know somebody's story. So I make sure to tell that to my family and friends. And so they're realizing that and learning that with just seeing, you know, how I live with muscular dystrophy every day. And it's opening their eyes, you know, for instance, going out, making sure a place is handicap accessible. Is it going to have an elevator? Does it have stairs? Those are things that are very, you know, concerned for me, that I have to make a separate extra step, you know, with traveling, going to a restaurant, where opposed to before, I wouldn't be thinking about those things because I'm like, why would I care or know if something's handicap accessible? But now it's like, wow, you know, is this door going to have the button for me to open so I can wheel in my wheelchair? So different things like that, where I definitely opened my eyes, and I just want to bring more awareness to that, especially in here in Boston, Massachusetts.
That is wonderful. It sounds like you're one of the good things about being on that other side is that you're able to increase that awareness and that education and help to open other people's minds as well. It's beautiful.
Yes, I'm trying.
Yes, that's wonderful. So Keisha, who are some other brave warriors like you who have gone through something really difficult and come out on the other side and really should be on this podcast?
Sure. So I had and people I actually inspired and found on Instagram is like Jillian Mercado. She's actually has muscular dystrophy and she's a model and she models like in New York Fashion Week, which I believe is like awesome. So it's like I always look up to her and I'm like, wow, look at her. She like lives with muscular dystrophy. She's a model into fashion. So there's so many other different you know, like people I admire and look at Instagram and I realizing hashtagging is key. There's so many like different hashtagging that I use, like chronic illness, disability awareness, muscular dystrophy. And I'm like so excited that, you know, just doing that, that comes up and brings me a whole line of other people on IG. And I'm like, hey, you know what I mean? We can understand whether it's be lupus, you know, the spina fida, the different ones, like so many different chronic illnesses where we can all kind of relate and, you know, understand each other. So definitely connecting with other individuals, you know, I learned to inspire as well, because there's nothing like talking to somebody who understands and knows what you're dealing with on an everyday basis.
You bet. Thanks a lot for that. Yes, Jillian sounds like an amazing guest.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. So, Keisha, what one piece of advice would you give women who are going through absolute caca on how to get to that other side?
I would honestly say never give up. If you have an idea or a dream, you go for it. Before you know it, time flies by. Living with a chronic illness, you kind of never know what the day may bring. So it's like, if you have an idea, just go for it and never give up. Just keep going.
That's beautiful advice.
Yes, thank you.
And finally, our last question today. Keisha, since we are all about being epic on this podcast, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Honestly, to make a treatment and cure for all chronic illnesses that currently do not have a treatment or cure right now. So we can be cured, not like years from now, but maybe minutes. Just like how you can take an Advil or Tylenol and some things sometimes go away. That's what I want to do. My superpower to be like, whoop, you have cancer, you're all set. Oh. You know? So yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be just beyond awesome. I can't even describe how awesome that would be.
Yes, exactly. So that is one thing I feel like that would be the first thing I can think of.
Yeah, beautiful superpower. So Keisha, yeah. We have about 30 seconds left in the podcast. I am giving you the mic. The mic is yours. What are some last thoughts that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Sure. I would definitely like to say, as I mentioned before, never really underestimate anybody, or you never know what someone's dealing with. Or if you see them like say walking funny or maybe sad or mad one day, you never know what that person is dealing with on a regular basis. So just try to be kind and just maybe think that person's probably having a hard day, or you don't know what they're dealing with on a regular basis. If you have a dream, an idea, go for it. Before you know it, Dave, you're not getting any younger. We all get older, and just keep going. And before you know it, your dream and idea will come to life. That's what I'm realizing every day just here as I'm working on my business, Girls Chronically Rock. And I definitely want everyone to check it out. My website is www.girlschronicallyrock.com. And you can find me on Instagram and Facebook as well. Definitely take a look at my different designs. And I'm adding new designs, you know, pretty much every other week. If I have a design in my head laying down at bed at night, I try to incorporate that and put it to life on a t-shirt.
Inspirational. I will definitely be checking out your designs. I love that URL, girlschronicallyrock.com.
Yes.
I absolutely love it. Thank you so much, Keisha, for being my guest today. And again, you can find Keisha at girlschronicallyrock.com. This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more great ideas on staging an epic comeback after a life-shattering experience that you've gone through, please go to theepiccomebackpodcast.com. Thank you so much again, Keisha.
Thank you. Bye.